I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Last Friday, shootings at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs left 3 people dead and 9 wounded. Local police are refusing to suggest any motive for the shootings, but law enforcement sources have told various news outlets that the suspect, 57-year-old Robert Deere, made remarks about no more baby parts to investigators after his surrender. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch called the attack a crime against women receiving health care services. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee called it domestic terrorism. So how do we label what happened in Colorado Springs? Juliet Kayyem knows a thing or two about terrorism. She's a former assistant secretary with the Department of Homeland Security and now an analyst with our partners here at WGBH. Some people are calling the shooting in Colorado Springs terrorism, some for political reasons, others to make a point. You spent a lot of time thinking about this. What is your definition, Juliet?
Well, what you label what happened here at the Planned Parenthood depends on the audience. From my perspective, the term domestic terrorism is a legal term, and it seems to me that what Robert Deere did satisfied every aspect of that definition, which is the unlawful use of force or violence committed by a group of 2 or more individuals against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government, the civilian population, or any, and then it goes on. And so whether he was formally part of a group or inspired by a group will be what has to be proved in court. But, and the big but is this, while I believe this is domestic terrorism, I also have no problem if he is put before a court for mere murder.
So what you just kind of paraphrased there, is that the federal legal definition of terrorism or domestic terrorism?
That is. That's the FBI's formal definition. We tend to think of terrorism in the United States only as terrorism perpetuated by radical extremists of the Islamic faith. Nothing could be further from the truth. Our statutes actually do cover domestic and international terrorism. And unfortunately, the United States has a long history of domestic terrorism, including the Oklahoma City bombings in the 1990s.
So for the purposes of this conversation, Juliet, just go over for us what the key criteria are that could make the Colorado Springs shooting a terrorism case.
So essentially, at least by news reports, Deere was a man who harbored political motivations for numerous weird behaviors in his life. He is alleged to have said to the police officers when he was finally captured something about President Obama, but more significantly, something about, you know, now baby body parts will no longer be harvested. It was clearly a reference to a big controversy in which someone from Planned Parenthood was taped, unbeknownst to her, talking about the harvesting of fetal organs and tissue for scientific purposes. It ended up being a big political brouhaha, of which many people running for president on the Republican side are using to argue that those who support pro-choice are supporting the harvesting of babies.
Right. And again, just to be clear, none of this has been proven yet.
Right. So this is just what we're hearing was said to the police officers, confirmed by a number of media outlets. And this is exactly why lawyers and prosecutors may feel very comfortable simply bringing a murder case. Because if I have all the evidence I need to put this guy behind bars so he never sees the light of day again, why do I want to get into this debate about whether he liked or didn't like Planned Parenthood or whether he liked or didn't like President Obama? I, right now, as a prosecutor thinking about this case, as someone who knows a lot about counterterrorism cases, showing motivation is difficult in court. When you have the evidence before you, sometimes, you know, not calling him a domestic terrorist is actually the most justice for the victims.
Do you feel there's a moral argument to applying the word terrorism to what happened in Colorado Springs?
I do. And I actually, that's why I feel comfortable, you know, focusing on who the audience is for what we call these things. As someone who's a terrorism expert, to me, this is clearly an act of domestic terrorism meant to influence intimidate the lawful actions of a population, in particular women seeking health and reproductive rights. So I feel very comfortable calling this domestic terrorism, both as a moral necessity and descriptive, but also to remind people in the United States that if we too closely align terrorism with a certain kind of radical Islam, we actually may miss a lot of threats to our safety and security.
Former counterterrorism official Juliette Kayyem there.